Hi, this is Chris Ortega, and this week we'll be talking about the motivational interview technique, how it is used, and its value for UX research. So what is the motivational interview technique, and how does it work? In psychology, there's a technique for understanding a person's motivation and to help people work through their ambivalence to change. This method is called the motivational interview, or MI approach. There are various things that make MI effective as a counseling tool. For one, it's person-centered and creates a personal space and freedom needed for clients to take control of their own change effort. This happens as a result of a therapist taking on more of a collaborative role instead of an expert or authoritative type posture. Conversations are anchored in empathy, deep listening, and understanding the client's mindset, and not the therapist imposing their own opinions. There's this idea of rolling with resistance, by which the therapist accepts the client's pushback to change and just rolls with it instead of meeting the resistance head on. The entire process would crumble if the client does not experience a low judgment, emotionally safe, and constructive environment. Another aspect worth mentioning is that motivational change takes place when the client observes a disconnect between the trajectory they want their life to be on and where it currently sits. So typically in a psychologist and client type of meeting or therapy session, when MI techniques are used, the client's typically speaking out loud and the therapist is engaging in deep listening and being present and being very intentional about the line of questioning. But what is MI's use case for UX research? Ana Sofia Sontos, a UX researcher that has a background in clinical psychology, stresses that psychology and UX research converge on the idea that through an empathic approach, you can gain insights into people's latent or hidden and obvious needs. MI is driven by an urge to understand human motivation and a person's ambivalence to change in the hope that they will form new behavioral patterns. Whereas UX uses MI at the discovery stage, at the front end, to understand participants' behaviors, mental models, and problems in relation to a product or service to improve an aspect of that product or service experience for future iterations and releases. For example, an MI inquiry into a participant's behavior paired with this scaling technique in the discovery phase might take the following form. Question 1, an open-ended question. Can you walk me through your experience using the Magic Wonder application, please? Participant, sure. I use the Magic app for ... An affirmative and honest response to build rapport might sound like, it sounds like you have real concerns about privacy and a strong interest in editing features that work as you'd expect them to. Participant, yes, I love editing my posts and I get frustrated when ... Question 2, a reflective question and applying a scale. I'd really like to home in on the editing problem. There seems to be a little friction between your expectations and the actual performance of the app. What would you scale the app from 1 to 10? 10 being the most important and 1 being the least. How important is the editing feature on this application compared to the other features? Participant, I'd say about a 7. Question 3. May I ask why you rated it a 7 and not a 5 or 6? Participant, well, you know, it's not terrible, just slow. Question 4. What would make it to a 10? Participant, I think making the app quicker. I don't have time for slow editing features and exhausting upload times. Question 5, applying a summary. To make sure I have this right, it seems like what you're saying is that you don't use the Magic Wonder application frequently because you feel that your personal information might be accessed by your employer and it's kind of like a privacy concern, but you still use it occasionally because you like the photo editing and animation features. But the biggest concern for you is the app's lag time in editing and posting. Am I on the right track? Participant, yes. So I tried the MI technique with my dad this week. He came to visit me in Florida, and I live in Texas, and we got into a discussion about his job during breakfast at a local restaurant we go to. It's called The Breakfast Place. It's really good. It's an area in life that he would like to improve. He says, I'm not too happy with my job. I asked why. He said, well, because I'm looking forward to retirement. So I followed up with an affirmative response. It sounds like you've put in a lot of work over the years and you're ready for a new chapter. He said, yes, I really am. It's not the workplace that it used to be either. The people are different. At this point, I decided to use scaling questions to dig deeper. So from 1 to 10, how much do you like your job? About a 6. Why not a 4 or 5, I asked. Because it's close to my house and it pays decent. What would it take to make it a 10, I asked. The people, he responded. Then I summarized his main points. It sounds like you've had a long run in the workforce and you're looking for some rest. The workplace has changed from what it used to be, and the people you work with now aren't making work a fulfilling experience. He said, absolutely. I didn't want to continue with more questions and make my dad feel like I was psychoanalyzing him, but I did try to encourage him with a motivational phrase. I said, I think that you should do what makes you happy and not look back. That little real-life application of the MI technique really helped me to operationalize the MI concept and try out deep listening with an important character in my life. I look forward to finding more use cases specific to UX to apply the MI technique on.